Welcome to episode 18 of Traveling Science. G'day legends, welcome back to Traveling Science, the podcast that's sharing science with the world. My name's Jesse Crow and I'm the Traveling Scientist, coming to you today from my home in Aries Inlet, Australia. I'm a health science communicator, and on this podcast, we interview researchers, doctors, and experts, hearing their stories and sharing their ideas that can help us to live smarter, happier, and healthier lives. But once a month, I like to speak about a topic that I'm super interested in, and this is one that you often hear about, but you probably don't know that much about it. Antioxidants. They're good for you, right? That's kind of all we know about them. But what actually are antioxidants? How do they work? Where do they come from? And is it possible that they're actually doing more harm than good? These are some of the questions that I'm going to be answering today so you can get a better understanding of antioxidants and use them to your advantage to live smarter, happier, and healthier. Because that's what this podcast, Traveling Science, is all about. But before we get into it, I just want to ask you a quick question. Are you listening to this podcast on Spotify? Is if you are, and if you enjoy the podcast, maybe just take a moment to go into the application, leave me a cheeky 5-star review. That would be incredible. It takes like 2 seconds and it helps more people to find the show, which is going to keep me creating this show for all of you. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that. And look, we've been on this planet for a hot minute now. So I think it's time that we finally learned what antioxidants actually are. So let's get into it with the one, the only, Jesse Crow. All right, let's get this started. What are antioxidants? An antioxidant is a molecule that is stable enough to donate an electron to a free radical, thereby neutralizing it and reducing its ability to cause damage to the body. All right, slow down, Poindexter. What the heck is a free radical? A free radical is any molecule that contains an unpaired electron in an atomic orbital. This makes it very unstable and very reactive. Now, I don't want to get deep into the chemistry here, but to put it simply, a molecule needs the right amount of electrons to be stable. So let's do this instead. Imagine your body is a temple. Inside that temple, there are many people. Those are the molecules in your body. And sometimes, some of these people will lose their lunch or their stabilizing electron. And when this happens, they get a little bit wild, a little bit crazy, a little bit radical. And as a result, they start running around inside the temple, breaking stuff, you know, graffitiing the walls, kicking the shrines, burning the books, and pushing other people around, trying to steal their lunch. So this is chaos, right? But then a priest comes into the temple, and he's bought lunch to share. So the priest donates his lunch to these radical people, calming them down and stopping them from causing any trouble or chaos in your temple. In this metaphor, the priest is the antioxidant, donating his lunch or electron to the crazy people or free radicals to neutralize them and protect the temple or your body. But how do antioxidants actually work? Well, let me just say this. Calling something an antioxidant is kind of misleading. Antioxidant actually refers to the chemical property of a molecule. It's the ability of any molecule to act as a stable electron donor, or sometimes electron receiver, in order to prevent damage caused by free radicals. And there's actually many, many different substances that can be referred to as antioxidants. It's not just like one thing. Vitamin A can be an antioxidant. Vitamin C can be an antioxidant. Vitamin E can be an antioxidant. Glutathione, uric acid, and lycopene, these are all antioxidants. Omega-3, melatonin, and ubiquinol are all antioxidants that I've made individual YouTube videos about explaining their health benefits in the body. And I'll link those in the show notes just down below. And if you haven't checked out the Traveling Scientist YouTube channel, there's plenty of short, entertaining, and educational videos there about living smarter, happier, and healthier. But even certain elements like copper, zinc, and selenium can act as antioxidants. Polyphenols and flavonoids, these are all type of antioxidants that you can get from a healthy diet. See, the name antioxidant actually comes from the fact that oxidation is the process in which atoms or molecules lose their electrons. So those free radicals that are messing up your body, often, not always, but often they contain oxygen. And these oxygen-containing free radicals are known as reactive oxygen species because they cause oxidation, they are oxidants, and the damage that they cause is called oxidative stress. So an antioxidant is any molecule that can stabilize these reactive oxygen species, preventing oxidative stress. To put that another way, antioxidants prevent oxidation by inhibiting the oxidants. That's why they're called antioxidants. Does that make sense? Anyway, let's talk more about these oxidants, or free radicals. Where do they come from? Why are they so bad for us? But what's the deal? Well, free radicals form naturally in the body over time due to metabolic processes, things like energy formation, exercise, muscle synthesis, inflammation. All of the chemical reactions that are occurring in your body have byproducts, and free radicals often arise as a result of our bodies doing what they need to do to survive. So we're always going to have some level of free radicals within us. That is unavoidable. However, free radical production is also promoted by bad things like smoking, pollution, pesticides, radiation, highly processed foods, and alcohol. So the first thing that you can do to reduce oxidative stress in your body is to reduce your exposure to anything harmful in your environment that might be promoting free radical production. Stop smoking, drink less alcohol, protect yourself from the sun, avoid toxic fumes from factories, from cars, or even from the harsh chemicals that you might use around your house. These actions are all going to reduce the amount of free radicals in your body. Okay, so now we know where free radicals come from, but what do they do when they're left unchecked? Well, remember the disgruntled people in your temple, the ones who are running around, graffitiing the walls, kicking the shrines, and burning the books? Well, imagine that those walls are the proteins that make your body strong. Those shrines are the carbohydrates and lipids that keep your body functioning normally. And those books, that is the DNA that makes up who you are. Free radicals will damage all of these precious molecules in our bodies, and the resulting oxidative stress can lead to some serious health problems. So what is oxidative stress? Well, oxidative stress is the damage that is caused to your body when you have too many free radicals and not enough antioxidants. You have an imbalance promoting oxidative stress, which is associated with things like inflammation, muscle and tissue breakdown, organ damage, aging, arthritis, dermatitis, diabetes, heart disease, eye disease, neurodegenerative diseases, and even cancer. All of these health issues have been linked to some extent with oxidative stress, which is caused by an imbalance between free radicals and antioxidants. So to solve this problem and to reduce your risk of suffering from this laundry list of deadly diseases, we need to maintain a balance of antioxidants and free radicals. And this is why everyone's always raving about antioxidants. Antioxidant breakfast cereals, antioxidant supplements. Dark chocolate is healthier than exercise because antioxidants. Red wine makes you live longer because antioxidants. Green tea equals instant weight loss because antioxidants. Fruits, nuts, vegetables, herbs, and spices. Yes, all of these things do indeed contain antioxidants, but everybody just calm the hell down. We're trying to achieve a balance of antioxidants and free radicals, right? We're not just trying to drown ourselves in antioxidants and remove every single free radical from our body. One, that's just not possible. Free radicals are naturally occurring all the time. And two, we actually need some free radicals. They're not all bad, you know? Free radicals actually serve various functions throughout the body. They can be signaling molecules that cause cells to proliferate and mature. They can be involved in muscle function and oxygen sensing. And they can even be used by the immune system in attacking viruses and bacteria. So rather than being unstable and damaging to us, our white blood cells can actually harness some of those free radicals and use them against our enemies. So that's pretty neat. Suffice it to say that free radicals aren't that bad. Sometimes they're even good. So we don't want to overload with antioxidants to try and remove all of the free radicals. We want to maintain a healthy balance of antioxidants and free radicals, both living harmoniously within our temples, sharing their lunch, and keeping oxidative stress to a minimum. But how the hell do we maintain that balance? Well, I'm going to be honest with you here. This part is tricky. There are so many different types of antioxidants, and there are so many different types of free radicals, and they're all constantly coming and going, being created and being destroyed. So there's no real way to measure your antioxidant levels or your free radical levels. But the best thing you can do to promote a good balance of antioxidants and free radicals, and you're going to hate this, but it's to eat a healthy and varied diet. What does that look like? eating plenty of vegetables every day, because vegetables are full of flavanols and polyphenols. Eating some fruit every day. Almost every fruit contains antioxidants. And also things like nuts, seeds, herbs, spices, tofu, tempeh, even a little bit of dark chocolate can be a tasty addition to a healthy, varied diet. Also drink tea. Tea leaves are around 30% polyphenol antioxidants. Coffee also has some antioxidants, but not nearly as much as tea. Don't drink too much alcohol, and if you do, maybe just like a glass of red wine every now and then. Don't eat too much processed foods because they promote free radical production. And obviously, don't smoke. Just don't do it. And the most important thing about this diet is that it's varied. Different antioxidants act differently. They don't all work the same. And therefore, you need to get a variety of different antioxidants from a variety of different foods in order to have the biggest positive health impact. You can't just be living off dark chocolate and blueberries and think that you're covered, because I'm sorry, but you're just not. But Jesse, what about antioxidant supplements? Surely if you take a vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E tablet every day, or a multivitamin, or even an antioxidant boosting supplement, that should be enough, right? Well, no, it's not the same. For starters, that's boring as hell. I mean, why would you just want to pop a few pills every day? I mean, yeah, that's easy, but why wouldn't you just eat awesome, healthy, tasty food instead? It's much more effective and enjoyable. Furthermore, several studies have shown that eating a healthy and varied diet reduces your risk of suffering from a bunch of diseases, while simply taking antioxidant supplements makes no observable improvements. And in some cases, antioxidant supplementation actually increased people's risk of disease slightly. For example, beta-carotene. Studies involving over 90,000 people looked at supplementing with beta-carotene to treat cardiovascular disease, and they concluded that the harm caused by taking beta-carotene supplements outweighed the benefits. This antioxidant actually led to an increase in death from cardiovascular disease, as well as an increased risk of lung cancer. That's not to say that beta-carotene will give you lung cancer or kill you, but taking a high-dose beta-carotene supplement probably isn't the best way to get your antioxidants. On the other hand, a 2017 review of 95 different studies, totaling over 2 million participants, showed that people who ate more fruits and vegetables had a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and cancer. Now, that's a very general statement. You know, eating healthy makes you less likely to die. But it's true. Is it the antioxidants in this diet that are keeping people so damn healthy? Well, there's just no way to determine that, and it's probably the case that people who eat more fruits and vegetables are just a bit more health conscious, so they're probably doing some regular exercise. Maybe they don't drink too much alcohol or smoke, and also eating heaps of fruits and vegetables means less room for processed foods like bickies and chips. So in general, you should try to get most of your nutrients, including antioxidants, from your diet. You shouldn't need to resort to supplements unless you don't have access to a variety of foods because, I don't know, you live on a desert island or you're dead broke. And if that was the case, then I don't know how you would get antioxidant supplements anyway. But it's possible that you could have some sort of gastrointestinal disorder and you can't digest certain foods. And if that's the case, I suppose a low-dose antioxidant supplement would probably be better than nothing. But in conclusion, free radicals exist in our body. They are unstable and they can lead to oxidative stress. Oxidative stress damages our bodies and our DNA, leading to various diseases. But antioxidants neutralize free radicals, preventing oxidative stress and boosting health. Free radicals are promoted by unhealthy things like junk food and chemicals, while antioxidants are promoted by more healthy things like fruits, vegetables, and green tea. And our aim is to maintain a healthy balance of antioxidants and free radicals. The best way to do that is by eating a healthy and varied diet, and antioxidant supplements are not the solution. In fact, sometimes they do more harm than good. So there you have it, legends. That's the latest research into antioxidants, and I hope this information helps you in the future. Don't waste your money on any multivitamins or antioxidant supplements or any product that boasts antioxidant boosting properties. Focus on food. What you put into your body is going to greatly affect how you feel. So feed yourself good, healthy foods, and you will live a long and healthy life. Thanks so much for listening today, legends. If you enjoy this podcast, make sure you're subscribed for more Traveling Science every single week and follow Traveling Science on Instagram, where you can send in your listener questions. And feel free to check out travelingscientist.com to learn all about living a smarter, happier, and healthier life. Finally, if you stick around to the end of the episode, I always leave you with a little secret. This week's secret is that I will eat just about anything. There's one thing that I can't stand. It's canned tuna. That is disgusting. It smells so bad. I mean, what is it? Tuna steak is fine, but a can of tuna is awful. Like, what did they do with the tuna to make it that bad? I mean, have you ever opened a can of tuna for humans and a can of tuna, which is cat food? That's the same thing. I'm just saying, they look the same, they smell the same, they probably taste the same. So, you know, if you're eating a can of tuna, you're pretty much eating cat food. Have you seen Seaspiracy? If you watch Seaspiracy, you will not want to eat canned tuna anymore. Think about all the dolphins you're killing. I'm sorry. Look, I will eat just about anything. Eyeballs, insects, testicles, whatever. I'll give it a go. But I can't do canned tuna. I can't do it. And also, I'm not a big fan of mayonnaise. But that's another story for another day. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, legends. I'll catch you all next Science Sunday. Cheers.